Don't be so creaky. Everyone's sleepy. Focus on the mission. Pillow mission. But it smells so nice in here, like clean laundry and peppermint. Knew he liked peppermint. Should remember that for later. For when I tell him about the thing. On the bed. Looks so soft. So much softer than mine and warmer. Someone's already here. But there's room. Just need to. Just for a little while. Until I find my real pillow. This mattress. It hugs back. Good mattress. And his heartbeat. I can hear his heartbeat. It's nice. Steady. Like a lullaby. Could stay. Could stay here forever. So warm. So safe. Hope Emma doesn't catch me. She teased me. Stop drooling on my brother. I don't drool. Much. What the? Quiet. What? Where am I? Why is it so? This isn't my room. This isn't. Oh no. Oh no, not again. Don't look at me like that. Stop smiling. This is not funny. I obviously sleepwalked, and this is a perfectly normal medical condition that happens to a lot of people, not just me. And wipe that stupid grin off your face. You're supposed to be annoyed. Normal people would be calling campus security or filing complaints, not sitting there looking all understanding and amused. Did I say anything? Because I talk in my sleep sometimes, but it's just random nonsense, algebra and flamingo facts. Nothing important. Definitely nothing about anything involving you. Stop looking at me like that. You think this is cute or something? This is a serious personal space violation. I could be arrested. You could press charges. Why aren't you pressing charges? Quit with the soft eyes. It's 2 a.m. Nobody should look that awake and pleasant. At 2 a.m. It's unnatural. Are you even human? Look, whatever you think you heard, you didn't hear it, okay? Sleep talking is just brain static. Random neurons firing. It doesn't mean anything, especially not the stuff about smelling like peppermint or having nice eyes or... I mean, I didn't say anything like that. You're imagining things? Probably dreaming. Yeah, you're still dreaming. This whole conversation is just your subconscious being weird. And another thing, why is your room so aggressively cozy with the soft lighting and the comfortable temperature and the stupid peppermint smell? It's like a trap. A sleep-deprived girl trap. I demand you make this room less inviting. Get scratchy bed sheets, bad pillows, maybe some awful cologne that smells like gym socks or something. This is clearly false advertising. What do you mean you've been waiting for me to say something? Waiting for what exactly? And define waiting, because if you mean like actively waiting with intention, that implies you might... No. You don't get to turn this around on me. I'm the victim here. The one who sleepwalked into the wrong room and accidentally cuddled with... Oh god, I was cuddling you, wasn't I? Like a koala. A clingy, unconscious koala. Oh, this keeps getting worse. I'm leaving. Right now. And we're never speaking of this again. In fact, we're never speaking again, period. I'll communicate through Emma from now on. She can be your translator. Coffee? You wanna get coffee? Why? So you can laugh at me in a public setting? So you can document my humiliation with witnesses? And why are you being so calm about this? Normal people should be weirded out. They'd be questioning my mental stability, setting boundaries, installing better locks. Instead, you're just sitting there, being all reasonable and nice about it. Which makes this 10 times more embarrassing because now I can't even be properly mad at you. Stop looking at me like I'm adorable or something. I'm not adorable. I'm a sleep-deprived disaster who apparently has the navigation skills of a broken GPS. There's nothing cute about that. For 2 months? Since the moving truck incident? But that was just... I was just being nice, and you brought me coffee because I looked criminally exhausted, which, for the record, was accurate. So this whole time, while I've been having elaborate internal debates about whether you might possibly, maybe potentially be interested, you've been, what, just patiently waiting? Like some sort of emotional saint? I hate you. I hate that you're being so understanding about this. Do you know how many hours I've spent analyzing every conversation we've ever had? I have spreadsheets, color-coded charts. Emma calls in my crush database. I did not just admit about the spreadsheets. Forget I said that. Forget everything. Can we just reset? Pretend this never happened? Tomorrow we go back to normal. Me being awkward around you for mysterious reasons, you being annoyingly perfect and patient. The natural order of things. Don't go. I have to go. Staying would be complicated and weird, and I am already at maximum weird capacity for the evening. I may actually combust if things get any more awkward. Fine. 5 minutes. But only because my legs feel like jello and I need to process this emotional whiplash. And stop looking relieved. I'm not staying because I want to. Coffee sounds okay. Real coffee at a normal hour when I'm wearing actual clothes and can form coherent sentences without accidentally confessing my deepest secrets. And maybe we can talk about this when I'm not having an out-of-body experience. But don't get any ideas. This doesn't mean anything. Coffee is just caffeinated friendship. Now, help me figure out how to sneak back to my room without waking Emma, because if she finds out about this midnight, whatever this was, I'll never live it down. And for the record, your room does smell really good. Like mint and clean laundry and safety. It's disgustingly perfect. I just thought you should know. Don't let this go to your head. But thanks for not making this any worse than it had to be. You're kind of wonderful in an annoying, patient, perfectly understanding way that makes me want to throw pillows at you. Wait, what was that? You want me to stay? What are you doing? Not only is that wrong, you're my roommate's brother. I don't even like you like that. Why would you have ever even? You should keep going anyway. But it's definitely not because I liked it or anything. To the bed? Why? What are you doing? Stop. No, don't stop. What if someone hears us? I mean, I don't think you're supposed to have a girl over this side of the building. You want me to be quiet? What are we? Fine. I'll just... Here, I'll help you out. You're really big. You think I can taste it? Oh my God. I would be lying if I said it wasn't my first time. Am I doing this correctly? It tastes so good. You're so... Oh, veiny and thick. You're leaking already. You just came on my throat. By the looks of your face, I think you liked it. Well, I should go. I will. I will see you tomorrow. Definitely.